Commentator Frank DeFord remembers a simpler time.
So much has changed in my lifetime, except perhaps one important thing, the very calendar we live our lives by. Oh, I remember my father used to have to work half a day Saturday. I guess that's largely gone out for most jobs, just 5 days a week. And schools and college schedules are different. They never used to open before Labor Day, and graduations were in June. Now school bells ring in August, and hardly has April left us before graduation speakers start their bloviating. But I think that's about it in calendar revisions, except, of course, two new holidays, Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Super Bowl Sunday. No, like Halloween and Valentine's Day, Super Sunday isn't an official paid holiday, but let's face it, it's grown to become as much an accepted part of the modern American calendar as President's Day or Memorial Day. Super Sunday is certainly far more in our consciousness than is, say, Earth Day or Veterans Day or Columbus Day. And at the end of the day, I'd suggest that Super Sunday is actually much more Father's Day than is Father's Day itself. Why don't we just combine the two and send out cards to Daddy now? The greater beauty of Super Sunday, though, is that it has done such a wonderful job of appropriating those more discriminating citizens who do not worship St. Pigskin. You see, the attention paid to Super Bowl commercials and the halftime show, this year featuring Bruce Springsteen, nearly rivals that of the incidental game itself. So it's a real big tent holiday. Moreover, unlike most very official holidays, Super Bowl Sunday is a whole season like Christmas. The 14 days of Super Bowl begin after the conference championships. We are in the 10th day of Super Bowl right now. On the 10th day of Super Bowl, my true love gave to me 10 scalpers scalping, 3 photo ops, 2 quarterbacks, and a point spread from a bookie. I suspect, though, that this is going to be something of a down year for Super Sunday, sort of like when the 4th of July falls on a Wednesday so we can't wrench it into a long weekend. One of the teams is the Arizona Cardinals, who have previously been to football what April 15th, tax day, is to the calendar. And whereas the Super Bowl plays well when war is uppermost in our minds, its wretched excess doesn't relate well to economic distress. Nevertheless, for all of us here at Morning Edition, may I wish you and yours a very merry Super Sunday and a happy Groundhog Day.
Commentator Frank DeFord celebrates with us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.